Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend. Hey,
stand. Tell somebody, say you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Well, as I told you for y'all to get ready, because the man of the hour is in the house, none other than in the person of Pastor Arthur LaValle of Bunky, Louisiana, with the Kingdom Life Fellowship. And I'm quite sure that he's going to share a relevant word with you today. So as always, want you to get out those pencils, get out the paper, amen, get out those notepads so that you can record what needs to be heard so that your life can be thoroughly transformed. Without any further preliminary, here is the man of the hour, the incomparable, the intramonerable, the majestic, King Arthur LaValle.
Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my brother. What an honor and what a privilege. Once again, saints, how y'all doing? Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Bishop. Hey, what an honor and what a privilege it is, once again, to come into your homes and your automobiles, to your radio, and share with you all the love of God. Hallelujah. The love of God that was not manifested and displayed through his son, Jesus Christ, when he came to his earth. We've been talking on this broadcast for the last 8 to 9 months on a year series. It's called the Introduction to the Rediscovering of the Kingdom of God and God's original plan and purpose for mankind's life. But that's the greatest story that's ever been told. I'm going to say it again. It's the greatest story that's ever been told. Jesus called it the gospel of the kingdom. The good news about a kingdom. The kingdom that it was talking about was the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. And the good news about it is within your reach. It's at hand. It's available to you, not just in the sweet by and by, but all the blessings of God, all the character of God, all the nature of God, all the attributes of God, all of God, and all of the kingdom of heaven is available to us right now. Jesus said it this way, repent. Why, Lord? Because the kingdom of heaven is within your reach. Right now is among you. It's within your reach. But when you finish what, Lord Jesus? When I finish the redemptive work, what's the redemptive work? I got to come down here and bring a kingdom. And I have to teach you how the kingdom function and operate. Then I got to die up on the cross, you know, to pay the penalty for all mankind's sins. Then I got to rise from the dead with power, with death, mankind's greatest enemy. Then I got to take my seat at the right hand of the Father where I came from. And, boy, be an advocate for you. Make sure that, boy, that all that God has done for you, that you get your stuff. You see that the right hand of the Father now as an advocate. Making sure that, boy, we get all our justice. I'm not talking about the justice of our sin. I'm talking about the justice of God's love. If we get justice for the sin, man, we all die and go to hell. But the love of God, that's why I say what an honor and what a privilege it is for me to come on this radio and share with you the love of God. That love that covers a multitude of sin. That don't mean we can just do anything and everything and be all right. No, that love covers a multitude of sin. Even if you did anything and everything, all right, he still loves you. It might short-circuit, man, all his blessings and anointing and purpose and power that he has, man, that you can flow in, but that don't stop him from loving you. But when you received him into your life, he wrote your name, man, something a little bit different from what we do in religion. You come to church and then you shake the preacher's hand and you write your name on the church roll and you become a member of the church. In the kingdom, it's a little bit different. In the kingdom, man, you meet the Lord Jesus Christ personally and you shake his hand. And boy, when you shake his hand, boy, He writes your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Instead of writing your name on the church roll, he wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Why is that so important? The Bible says whoever's name was not written in the Lamb's Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. Boy, you ain't going to hell. In other words, let me say it simple. You ain't going to spend eternity without God. You might die in the wilderness. That's what the purpose of this broadcast is for. A lot of God's children, man, they died in the wilderness, man, when all the time right across the Jordan River, man, was a whole nother lifestyle. A land that was flowing with milk and honey. Abundance. In the wilderness, they had life. They were delivered from Egypt. They were saved. But a lot of them died, man, in the wilderness and never, man, got what they were saved for. Never got into the promised land. But God in his grace and mercy that all those who died in the wilderness, that's still his children. They got their inheritance in the sweet by and by. Jesus' gospel was this. You don't have to wait till the sweet by and by to get your inheritance. It's available to you right now. So he taught them, man. And then, man, after he taught them, then he hung, bled, and died. And after he hung, bled, and died, man, then, man, the Father raised him from the dead. Why? Because the righteous demands of a just God was met. What's the righteous demand of a just God? The penalty for sin is death. And you and I have all sinned and come short of the mark. But God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son and did some things, man. Yes, that's the redemptive work. That whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. What does that mean? Your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Instead of you spending eternity, man, separated from God, we call it hell in the Christian world. But in the kingdom, man, that's eternally separated from God without any hope of ever being reconciled back to him. Right now, boy, you can be reconciled to God. You can come back into the kingdom. You can come back into the family of God. You can be healed. You can be delivered. You can be set free. Right now, the only thing that's coming from God's throne, boy, is grace and mercy. Well, now's the time, man, to come into a relationship with God, because God is not imputing your trespasses against you. God is not holding your faults and mistakes against you. He's easily touched, the Bible says, with the feelings of our infirmity. He just wants us, man, to grow up and to come to the knowledge of the truth of who we really are, where we really come from, why we are really here, what we really can do, and where we really going to end up at. Where you come from, man, I come from heaven. That's where I came from. That's where you came from. You might not know it, but you originated in heaven. Lord, you got dual citizenship. You got citizenship on here on the earth, and you got citizenship in heaven. Lord, boy, that's powerful right there. To those of you who might be seasoned in the world, let me tell you something, man. Let me just throw this out there. Boy, they had caught Paul, man, and they were beating Paul down, man, and everything else, and man, and then, boy, when Paul, they found out that Paul was not only, man, a Jew, but he was a Roman citizen, man, everything stopped, all the beating stopped and everything else, and they was at the mercy of Paul. He had dual citizenship. He was not only, man, a Jew, but he was a citizen of Rome. When you realize, man, that you're not only just a citizen here of the earth, but you are a citizen of the kingdom of, you're a citizen of heaven. That's where you originated from. You didn't come from a monkey. A devil tried to make a monkey out of us by making us believe stuff like that. You came from God, Almighty, Incorporated. He created you. He made you. Hallelujah. And when he created and made us, he had a plan and a purpose for our life. And let me tell you something. Majority of the church might not know what that plan and purpose is. Majority of the church think, man, that his plan and purpose, man, is for us to live best we can here on earth and hope that we make it to heaven and everything going to be all right when we get to the sweet by and by. No, that's not his plan and purpose for your life. His plan and purpose for your life is for it to be all right now on this earth, just as it is as it was in heaven. That's why it's important for us to come to the knowledge of some things, that your citizenship is in heaven, too. That's where you originated from. You come from God. Our Father which art in heaven. That's where he is. And when he created you, he said, let us. He spoke to himself. And from himself came you and I. That's why I say you are a masterpiece. Why? Because you are a piece of the master. Glory to God. You're a piece of the master, man, and he wants you to know that. You know, how come it's so important for us to know that and come to the knowledge that we know 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 that, man, so that, boy, we can help him destroy the works of the devil. Why? To destroy the works of the devil. What's the devil? To separate you, man, from your father, your source, your sustainer. And keep you from the knowledge of the love of God and all that God has done for us through Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, he don't want you to know those things. You don't mind you having church. You don't even mind your emotions getting stirred up and you feeling something. Man, and that's all a good thing, man, but long as you don't know nothing, long as you don't know who you really are. But boy, when you find out who you really are, that you're royalty. That you are a chosen generation. That you are a peculiar people. That you are a royal priesthood. You know what a royal priesthood is? You are a king and a priest. What's a king and a priest? You are a ruler and you are a spiritual representative. What's a king? That's a ruler. What he rule? He rule over every circumstance, situation, and symptom in his life. What's a priest? He's a spiritual representative. What he do? He represent God to the people and the people to God. He go to God on behalf of the people. And then he go, man, and when he get to take a God, man, then he take that back to the people. So he's a king and a ruler. A ruler and a spiritual representative. Sadly, man, we just been operating our priesthood. And boy, that's why the devil don't never want you to know about your kingship. What's your kingship? Where you going to find out about your kingship? Boy? That's the gospel of the kingdom. That's what Jesus Christ came to teach. And all those was his redemptive plan. That was God's redemptive plan. What you mean? Those are the things that God did to redeem us. What you mean, Arthur? Let me help you to understand that. We've been saying on this radio broadcast for the last 9 months, you know, about the introduction and the rediscovering of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven here on the earth. Where are they? Not in the sweet by and by. Here on the earth. Let me tell you something. God's original plan and God's original purpose for your life. God wanted listen. This is the sum total of the whole Bible. Everything. What? God wanted to extend, man, his governing authority. God wanted to extend, man, you know, his kingdom rulership. God want to extend, man, his rule in heaven to the earth. He wanted to, he want, man, what's going on
in his domain, in heaven, in the kingdom of heaven, the third heaven where God is. He wants what's going on there.